Body cameras may not be the panacea for mitigating police officers' or citizens' behavior. On Kauai, though, body cams are making a substantive difference. So why are other counties having such difficulty implementing them? Civil Beat reporter Nick Gruby has today's reality check. Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty well, thanks. Hope you are too. But clearly on Kauai, they're doing pretty well with these body cams. What's their magic formula other than the fact that they're dealing with a much smaller department?
Right. Well, on Kauai, you have Police Chief Daryl Perry, who used to work at the Honolulu Police Department, and he sort of made body cameras a priority for his department. I think a lot of departments across the country were curious about implementing the technology, particularly after all of the protests that we've seen in recent years after the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, as well as other high-profile incidents. But Chief Perry started looking at body cameras before that because he felt that it would be good to sort of cut down on frivolous complaints against his officers.
And have it? Well as, has it? Has it?
It has. In fact, they've seen a lot of a sharp decrease in the number of complaints, and especially the amount of time they spend on complaints. I think it's dropped from about 30 hours to conduct an investigation without body cameras into a citizen complaint of an officer maybe being rude to about 5.5 hours.
And what about the officers themselves? Are they seeing this as being a boon for their own self-protection and also a comment on what they may be experiencing from citizens?
Yeah, I mean, still when you talk to some of the police officers over there, they're getting used to it. You know, as some say, they might grumble a little bit about having a body camera until somebody makes a complaint against them for acting rude, and then they can say, well, just look at the footage. I didn't do anything wrong.
So what does this mean for other counties, which have clearly been having some real issues with implementing body cams?
I think it's on the horizon. Every county, Maui, Hawaii County, and Honolulu County have been looking at implementing body cameras. Some Maui and on the Big Island have already done their pilot programs, but Honolulu is sort of behind the ball. The Honolulu Police Department, of course, is the largest in the state, but they are, at least they say they're hoping to implement a pilot program this year. At that point, it's a matter of actually purchasing all the equipment and training all the officers to use the body cameras after that. So it could be maybe a couple of years before we see that actually happen.
Okay, but Nick, in that ensuing time and very quickly, what's happening with the policy surrounding the use of the body cams? Is that going to be worked on and who's doing that?
Right. So Kauai Police Department worked with the police union, SHOPO, on creating a policy that actually the union and the department agree on in principle. And I think some of the other departments are now also working to develop their own policies.
All right. Well, we've got a little time for that based upon what you said, at least a horizon of a year or so. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Nick Gruby.